Ladies and gentlemen, we will both be sweating during tomorrow's Yankees game. We both will have Chapman. We're hoping he's under control. We might both like sushi. Cannot confirm or deny that notion. We both are products of the Yankees' 1996 World Series win. Give it up for Tonkin Yanks, David. David!
Corey, how are you?
How are you, buddy? Did you like that?
That was a lot.
It was, wasn't it?
I like it.
All right, but we're all in a good mood. Tomorrow's game day for the Yanks, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's stomach drop day.
Yeah, that's when you're sweating. You don't know what's going to happen. You're getting ready for game one, and you just hope James Paxton, who was announced as a game one starter, can get out of the first inning, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully he just keeps riding that hot streak he's been on for the better part of 2 months now.
Before we talk about the Yankees a little bit, true or false, October is the best sports month known to man?
I would certainly put it up there. I think it's definitely on the short list. You get baseball playoffs, which are when everyone cares what's happening in baseball, and football, basketball starting up. I'm not personally hockey eye, but if I'm thinking that starts up around this time, so everyone's going, and it's the best part of baseball, and that's the best sport in my opinion. So.
Oh yeah, then college football is getting ready to start conference play. NFL's getting to the meat of its season. I love it. There's never enough time to talk about everything, which we're probably going to run into today because Yankees Twins take on to each other. How are we feeling about tomorrow's Yanks game? How are you feeling?
I mean, as good as you can feel. The good part about avoiding the wild card game this year is you don't immediately face elimination. So it's kind of nice to go in. Obviously, you want to win every game. Best course of action is win every game, but a loss isn't burying us. If that happens, we're not dead. So it's nice to go into it knowing that it's not win or go home, like it has been the last couple years where we've had to play in that.
That's really stressful. Do you like the wild card system, the one game playoff? Do you like how that is?
Sucks when your team is playing in it, but it is working really well for baseball, and I have a lot of fun watching it.
Oh, yeah.
When the Yankees aren't in it. So I think it's here to stay, and it's a wildly fun product to consume every year.
Yeah, like I said yesterday on yesterday's show, we talked about it. Honestly, if you don't like the wild card, win the division, for one. Two,
yeah.
It's seriously, you start off the playoffs like it's a game seven of like an NBA series. So it's literally the best, one of the most competitive things. And I thought the Nationals game the other night was one of the more boring ones until all of a sudden it just became one of the most exciting ones I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, and heading into the eighth, I was prepared to have a tweet out about that. It was kind of the least interesting wild card game I've watched since that became a thing. And then all of a sudden we got that crazy ending. And then the next day we got the most boring wild card game ever. But
yeah, we did.
But the ending on that was crazy, and then the heartbreak for Milwaukee fans. That's tough.
Yeah, because everything they've went through. I mean, if you think about it, the right fielder, that should have been Christian Yelich, too, if you think about it.
Yeah, Yelich is almost certainly over there in the ideal situation. And you got to feel awful for Trent Grisham, who filled in great for the Brewers down the stretch.
He did.
Them
what it looked
hot.
Like.
And then all of a sudden you're a rookie, and you feel like you cost your team the game. The truth is that on that single, the run is scoring from second anyway, so it's not like that's the difference between winning and losing. It would have at least been tied going into the ninth. Hopefully he knows that and isn't beating himself up over it.
You look at it, too, from the right field line. When it was hit out there, it looked like he was just focused on trying to get the runner out at home that's coming from second. In that situation, you got to understand, there's probably no way that's going to happen anyway. And that's just a tough break, honestly. He was trying to make a play.
Yeah.
There's no
doubting
that.
He was trying to get around on it, line himself up for the throw, and did not work out. But
between these two teams, between these two teams, Yankees and Twins, they literally combined over 600 home runs on the season, which is nuts. If I put the over-under on the series for home runs at 16, what would you take?
Ooh, 16 over 5. Wow. Across the five games, that's over three a game, put it that way, it doesn't sound crazy. I'll say under because I'll pick the Yankees to get the series done quicker, because why would I say something else, you know?
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we talked about it the last time you were on about a month ago, about a lineup, and originally I think we both had Voit in there. I'm going to take mine back. I don't know if I really can trust Voit right now the way he's been swinging the bat. And I'd rather put Gio there, DJ for defense and offense, obviously at first base. Would you still keep Voit in there? How are things looking for you on your stand? I know we're not Aaron Boone, but
yeah, I'm with you. If it's me right now, Voit's on the bench. I suppose there's matchup stuff to take into account. I haven't looked at his numbers specifically against any Twins guys. The idea that Voit could be left off the roster entirely, I guess we don't know for sure that that's not happening. I just don't see a way that the Yankees can make that decision and, like, look at Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres and Brett Gardner in the face and tell them that guy who's been the middle of the order staple most of the season other than when he was injured and carried the team for, you know, while Judge was out and Stanton was out and everyone was out, he was kind of the one constant for much of the season. I don't see how they can leave him off entirely, which is the rumor going around by mostly fans. There hasn't been a comment one way or the other from anyone official. But
yeah, I think Boone today during his press conference, he wouldn't really let anybody know what's going to happen. He basically described it as you could wake up tomorrow and get a Christmas present and find out what happens.
But he sounded very excited.
From what I saw on Twitter, though, from one of the reporters, it sounded like Clint Frazier cleaned out his locker. Mike Ford took over. So if that's any indication on Mike Ford joining, I didn't even really think about it that Luke Voit wouldn't be on the roster entirely. That I don't know if I'd like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, in that report, when that came out yesterday, that they gave Clint's locker to Ford. I mean, it's no surprise Clint's not on the roster, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that said to me, Ford made the team, which I certainly, you know, Ford's earned that. I just am so curious to see how they made the roster space. They said today that CC Sabathia will not be on the playoff roster, so maybe that opened up the spot and they're going to go 12 pitchers or something. Who knows what the plans are going to be. We don't know if they're going 12 or 13 pitchers as is. But it sounds like Ford probably made the roster, and I guess we'll find out for sure tomorrow morning. Whatever, I don't know when exactly they're due, but they're going to wait as long as they can to release that.
As we're talking about the lineup, this will probably, I think it's the first time that the Juggernaut team actually gets to play together for the first time. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, I guess basically everyone's good to go, right?
Knock on wood, real quick, please.
I think Hicks is the only guy really out as far as the lineup, right?
Yeah, I mean, Edwin's supposed to be good to go.
Andujar. Yeah, Andujar is out. Edwin is good to go, supposedly, and he did the simulated games. He got at least one home run that video was circulating yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like he's good to go. Maybe the Yankees haven't made a final decision on that, but Boone alluded to it today that he was good, that he was probably going to be good to go, and Edwin said yesterday he's playing. So that should be fine.
And it seems like a lot of Twitter memes while we're still on the roster is talking about, well, why don't we just play DJ at first and we can put Gio at third or do something, but we can put Didi on the bench. I get Didi Gregorius has been struggling a little bit at the plate, but his defense I like, and he brings a little bit of an energy to the club. And one swing of the bat, I mean, we've seen it. He changed the wild card against the Twins, like one swing of the bat. Didi Gregorius is still a good ball player. What's your whole take on the Twitter GM saying Didi Gregorius needs to not even be a starter tomorrow night?
Look, I could be talked into not starting Didi, but I just don't see a way the Yankees do that. I mean, Didi is just—he's like one of their like capital G guys. Like, they love Didi. Plus, I don't think the Yankees buy fully into the lefty-righty thing based on the rest of the roster construction, but he is a lefty who is good, and they like him. So having another lefty in the lineup can't hurt. But again, I could be talked. If Voit was hot right now, I could be talked into sliding Gleyber to short, DJ to second, and having Voit play first. But Voit's not hot right now. Didi has been the same he's been basically all year. series, which is hotter than Voit is right now. So I think you got to play Didi. And his defense is good, as you said.
Yeah, how frustrating for Voit is it? I mean, going on a skid like this, I mean, what was it, like 2 of 32 at one point in time? He didn't even get to play in the last regular season game to get some more at-bats. He was a big pillar a year ago for us, for the Yankees, and now it just seems like everything's falling apart and you're going on a skid at the wrong time.
Yeah, it sucked. I mean, I guess the injury's lingering. He seems fine health-wise, I guess. I don't know. I guess just a slump. He's homering at something like over his last 50 games. I think he homered at like a 12-homer pace over a full season. I think it was like 4 homers in 54 games or something like that, which is in the juiced ball year really bad.
Yeah.
So it sucks because he was so good for so long. At the beginning, he was the guy who we were having bat in the number 2 spot, which around baseball has become kind of the classic, like your best hitter, best second. He was our number 2 hitter, and I don't have in front of me, I would guess he batted second like 40 games for us while, you know, Judge and Stanton and everyone else was out. So it's really unfortunate that he's kind of on the outside looking into the starting lineup, but you've got to play the guys who are hitting right now. I'm pretty upset he didn't play in that last game, because if he could have gotten a hit in that game, I'd feel really good about getting him a chance in the playoffs, but it's a weird spot.
Before we move on to talk about the pitchers and everything else along the lines, for tomorrow's contest or any Yankees playoff game, are you superstitious at all? Is there anything you like to do during game day, or you wear specifically where if you don't wear it, you freak out and you feel like the Yankees are going to lose because you didn't wear that sock or that shirt?
You know, it's one of those things that it changes every year. It's not the same thing every year for me, but if one year a certain jersey or shirt is working, I kind of try to ride that. Like 2 years ago when they went down 2-0 to the Indians, I didn't wear the jersey I wore that night any time the rest of the year, if I'll put it that way. But
what jersey was it?
A consistent thing for me. I don't even remember. It might have been my Jeter jersey. But I knew at the time which one it was.
Oh, I mean, if you ask me, I'm super superstitious. Like the Cowboys, which I know you probably don't like, they were 3-0. I rode my Jalen Smith jersey, and now that they lost to the Saints, I'm going to have to switch it up. I'm just that.
Yeah, that's how I am with the Giants. And this year, I don't necessarily care how many wins they get, just I want Daniel Jones to be good. But
you a big Danny Dimes guy?
They're trying. Yeah, big Giants guy, big Danny Dimes guy.
Well, be honest with me. Did you boo on draft night?
I mean, I'm just not a guy who literally says the word boo.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what I mean.
I was mad at the pick. I fell for the everyone in the media said it was an awful pick, and I didn't know any better. I'm not a big college football guy, so I didn't know.
Who did you want?
I wanted, if they're going quarterback, I wanted Haskins. Otherwise, if they drafted another position, just best player available is who I would have asked for.
Well, if you're comparing Haskins and to them, so. Haskins and Danny Dimes now, are you pretty happy?
Thrilled.
Yeah, his first debut didn't go as planned, did it, for Haskins?
No, man. Daniel Jones, he threw the couple interceptions past week, but couldn't ask for a better first couple.
Yeah, I thought he actually came down to earth, looked like a rookie his second week. Who did the Giants take on this week? Is it a tougher opponent?
Minnesota, so it'll be kind of the first real, real test for him and the defense that turned it on the last 6 quarters they've played.
So if the Giants find a way to score, if the Giants find a way to score 10 points, they'll win the game because Kirk Cousins sucks.
Yeah, I've never been a Kirk Cousins guy, so.
Well, neither is neither is Stephon Diggs, it seems like.
Yeah.
Hey, this is real quick. Just quick question before we get into pitching: is this World Series or bust for the Yankees?
I have such a tough time with that kind of stuff. It depends on how the series happens. I think if you lose the ALDS, it's obviously a big failure. But if you fall to the Astros in 7, or you lose in the World Series, depending on how you lose the games, you lose. I had a hard time saying the whole season was lost, but you know, certainly the goal is win the World Series, and that's the only way I end the year happy. But certainly the initial thought after will be anger and sadness that the year's over if it ends any other way.
The game 1, 2, and 3 starters were announced. It was James Paxton game 1, Tanaka 2, with Seve on game 3. If you were Aaron Boone, is that the direction you would have went?
Yes. Just the way they had it lined up for Texas, I thought they were going to slide Severino into game 2, which I would have been also perfectly fine with. But Paxton and Tanaka have been the two best pitchers pretty much all year. I mean, obviously, Paxton had the bad middle of the year, but those are your two like dudes. So I think that's the right way to go.
And you look at it from a standpoint, I don't know how much I feel about the game 3 for Seve, because that means he's starting, hasn't played much this year, obviously, but his first start in the postseason is going to come on the road. So that's kind of why I was hoping Tanaka 3, Seve 2, but either way, I think it's going to be fine. But
yeah, I'm fine with it. Pretty much all the starters have, like, weirdly bad home road splits. They're all better at home. Tanaka's numbers are screwed by the London start and the 1-12-run start in Boston.
Yeah.
So when you take those, if you take those two out, it's not that big a drop-off. Game 3 is kind of, when you think about it, it's a game that's, like, going to be important no matter what. So I would have been okay if they were like, yeah, we want Tanaka going in that game because we either want to go up 2-1 or complete the sweep or get back if we're down 2-0. Plus, Tanaka and Paxton and Fury are the guys who can give you the most length with Severino's health up in the air. So it'd be nice. There is the built-in off days, but if you could have the two guys who are giving you length not necessarily be back-to-back, where games 3 and 4, as is, Severino, even if he's perfect, is not going more than 5 innings. And game 4, the game plan is to sweep the series and not play a game 4. But if you get to game 4, it's going to be bullpen game or half, or I guess both, opener than half.
I'd rather go. I'd rather go bullpen, in my opinion. But
although half, every time he tries to push me away, he just brings me back in. This is strong September, but I'd lean, certainly go opener for him if they are going to use half in that situation. But who knows?
One of the most memorable moments from the Yankees season this year came from this same game, Yankees Twins. What was it, the 10th inning? It was like 12-10, 14-12 final score. Yankees win. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Aaron Hicks makes a Superman catch to end the game. If we have a game like that anytime this series, how will you react? And are you going to be sweating just the whole game, freaking out, pacing?
I'm a bit of a nervous Nelly anyway. So I'll be sweating plenty, and I'll be nervous no matter what. But if we get a game like that, as long as the Yankees win, I'll be thrilled. But
I'm talking during the game, no matter what. It's like the ninth inning.
During the game, oh man, I'm going to be a mess.
Do we have to hopefully Chapman can keep his control? That's what worries me.
Yeah, but Chappie's been good lately, even though he's been used weirdly very little in September.
Well, the whole bullpen, like with Britton and Chapman, they both have. Tommy Canely got overused almost.
Yeah, the bullpen use down the stretch was, it raised some eyebrows, but they know what they're doing. They earned the right by winning the division by so many games to not have to use those guys, give them the extra rest. So I have to assume that they're good to go and normal, and their control is there until they prove me otherwise.
I know you're a big CC Sabathia guy. Were you a little, did you have to cry before the phone call when you found out about the news?
It definitely really stinks that CC's not on the ALDS roster, especially since it sounds like it's mostly because of injury. But I get it, you know, and he's also not been CC Sabathia this year. So it's fine.
Do you think if his shoulder was fine, he still would be on the ALDS roster?
I think he would have. Especially if they had gotten him, because the plan, you know, the last week of the season was to get him one more bullpen appearance, and it didn't happen. So if that had happened, I think they would have used him, and it would have been fine, and they would have just gone one fewer bench guy. But who knows? You got to see how the roster shakes out. But I would have been perfectly fine with them using him. And it sounded like that was the plan until this shoulder thing popped up.
All right, we got Talking Yanks.
Shot all that.
Yeah, David from Talking Yanks. Real quick, let's do two fire questions before I get you out of here because I got to get off the program here soon. Just real quick answer. Are you worried at all about the Yankees pitching staff? Or are you pretty darn confident?
I feel good. They've been so much better lately. And when you think about it, those guys are the guys.
Really have no choice at this point, do we?
We've got to roll with the guys we have, and that bullpen is ridiculously good, and Boone's going to be aggressive with them. So,
all right, I'm going to write this down. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to see if you're right. Off the top of your head, as quick as you can, I want the batting order for tomorrow, 1-9.
Batting order for tomorrow. Okay. LeMahieu lead off at first.
Yeah.
Judge 2. Oh, man. I've kind of convinced myself Brett Gardner is going to bat third, which is crazy.
Are you serious?
they keep doing it, and I think they want to break up Judge and Stanton. It's not what I would personally do. I would just put Stanton there, but I think it'll go Gardner 3.
I thought that was just a joke in the regular season.
It's crazy, but they like convinced me that that's what they're going to do. But the crazy thing is he can only bat third or ninth. There's really no other choice for Brett Gardner, which is nuts. Stanton 4, Edwin DH 5, Gary 6, who's left? 7, Gleyber Torres, 8, Didi, 9, Urshela.
All right.
I think that's the way it goes. Urshela's been not super hot lately, but Glove is there and he's hotter than Voight, so.
All right, we'll find out if you're right. Hey, where can they find your...
And we'll never write.
So. No, we never are. Where can the listeners find you at?
You can follow me on Twitter at BigBabyDavid_. Instagram, the same thing without the underscore. At Talkin' Yanks on Twitter and Instagram. At JohnBoyMedia on Twitter and Instagram. All that stuff.
Right.
Talkin' Knicks is getting started soon, so I'm Talkin' Knicks on all that stuff as well.
Man, a Knicks fan, that's depressing. All right, hey, David, David, I appreciate the time. Hopefully, we are pretty happy by the end of the night tomorrow.
Absolutely appreciate it, Corey.
All right, we'll talk soon.